Inflation actually got worse last month. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor in for David Brancaccio. The Personal Consumption Expenditures, or PCE, price index for the month of April shows prices rose 0.4% that month. That is compared to rising just 0.1% the month before, in March. That is an acceleration of inflation, not what we want to hear. That's going to factor into the thinking over at the Federal Reserve, which had been considering holding off on raising interest rates in June. Let's bring in Chris Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
So the personal consumption index was up 0.4% in April compared to 0.1% in March. It's not supposed to go that direction, right?
No, we've been making really good progress on inflation the past few months. But yeah, this is the first reversal we've seen this year. And in particular, if you dig down a little deeper beneath food and energy prices and look at core goods and core services, inflation picked up there too, which obviously is an indication that this could be a deeper problem than just food and energy fluctuations.
Yeah, another interesting thing in this report is spending and income. Income increased $80 billion. Spending increased $152 billion. What do we make of that?
Even adjusted for inflation, which, as we just said, is up a little more than expected, we're looking at a 0.5% consumption increase, which is also a very strong start to the second quarter, puts GDP on track to grow potentially 3% or so. It seems American households are feeling pretty good.
But the Federal Reserve must be looking at this and thinking, our job's not done.
I think so. And, you know, there's a few reasons for that. One, of course, because inflation is hotter than expected. But, you know, the other one, the reason they were considering a pause is because they're worried about a credit crunch potentially after recent turmoil in banking. But, you know, if bank credit standards are tightening, it doesn't seem to be affecting American households because they spent quite a bit more in April than they made.
And so you think the Fed is going to possibly decide to hike rates again in June?
I think it tips the scale that way. At this point, I suspect the only thing that might hold them at bay is if the May CPI inflation report, which comes out right before the meeting, is on the low side. Otherwise, I think any consideration of a pause will be pushed back to the July meeting.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sabri.
A federal judge could rule as soon as next week on the fate of Tennessee's legislation that, among other things, prohibits drag in publicly owned spaces or in the presence of anyone under 18. The law has been temporarily blocked in court over a lawsuit that alleges it violates free speech protections. But what has this law meant for the business of drag? For today's Economic Pulse, we turn to Cameron Wade, an HR generalist and drag queen under the name Justine Vandeblair. Cameron, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So what got you into drag originally?
Well, you know, in high school, I was always drawn to musicals and Broadway and choir and church, all that good stuff. And prior to graduating high school, I had no experience with anything other than those things. And so I went to my first gay club and they were hosting a drag show that night. And I remember there was a specific queen who rounded the corner and opened the show. And I remember seeing like the rhinestones and the feathers and just being super mesmerized and captivated. And it all kind of clicked in that moment. I was like, oh my gosh, this is everything I love in one. This is for me.
Now, is this something that you do like for fun as a hobby, or is it an actual full-on business?
Well, it's interesting. When I lived in South Carolina, it was definitely primarily a creative outlet. When I moved to Tennessee, a lot of the queens here, it's business. So I'd say right now it's definitely a business.
We've seen this push to restrict drag performance in several states to kind of classify it as
something that's not suitable for public spaces to otherize it. Tennessee's law was the first. It has since been temporarily blocked by court. But what does this mean for your business?
Yeah, so, you know, initially it was very vague. We had no idea what it meant. And we didn't feel very protected. We felt very vulnerable. Now, you know, we've had a lot of support. I know it's not over yet. It's definitely a threat. It gives you anxiety. I've never really had problems with anxiety or problems with being myself. And now it's, you know, that's just kind of all up in the air.
Has it made any difference in audience?
I would say that the current state of things backfired on the senators and those who created this ban, because there's just been an overwhelming outpouring of opportunity and support.
Are you at all worried that this kind of attention focused on drag might encourage harassment and violence?
Yes, and you could see it from the day that this was an idea. I'd never really seen a lot personally. It's weird because I don't know if my eyes are just open to it or, you know, just how much that this has allowed people to feel comfortable violating us on social media or in public. But yeah, I notice it everywhere now.
Cameron Wade is an HR generalist and drag artist based in Nashville. Thanks so much, Cameron.
Thank you.
Our executive producer is Kelly Silvera. Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Nick Esposito. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.